As February comes to a close, the Venezuelan protests are a little shy of being a month old. The protests remain strong, with hundreds of students rallying in Caracas today to demand the release of some of their fellow protesters who were jailed. Reporter Sam Dawn brings us the story.
Both sides in the clash say the issue is President Nicolas Maduro. Anti-government protesters were prompted to start taking action by, ironically, President Maduro making protesting illegal. Maduro supporters claim the opposition wants to depose the legally elected president. Pomona College professor Miguel Tinker Salas is in Venezuela, where we reached him by phone.
It became obvious from the beginning that this was not a typical protest, but rather a protest aimed at ousting the democratically elected president of Venezuela, Nicolas Maduro.
University students started the protests a month ago, but the demonstrations have expanded to include middle-class residents protesting issues such as food shortages and high crime rates. Nora Briseño, the owner of the Santa Ana restaurant Mil Jugos, echoes the concerns of the protesters.
The situation is pretty simple. The people there are fighting for their basic needs, right? Like security, food on the shelf, simple stuff, right? Nobody likes to get in their house and close the door and take a nap and be awake, somebody waking them up with a gum and your mouth.
Tonight in Los Angeles, Maduro and the government will gain support from several groups, including the Answer Coalition and the Sandinista Front for a National Liberation. Ricardo Moreno, president of the Simón Bolívar Association in Los Angeles, will also be there.
So we are calling today this protest in front of CNN building as a symbol that the international media and the U.S. media need to get the story straight.
In recent days, the government has reached out to the opposition for a peace conference, sparking hope for a resolution. Regardless of whether they sided with the protesters or with the government, every one of the people I spoke to deplored the violence and hope it will end soon. Sam Dorn, Annenberg, Radio News.